Greetings, sister. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, Brother James and I are in a little town. He's at a park. We got signs on our van, gospel signs on the van. We've done a lot of witnessing in that particular park, and he's there working on an audio, a teaching audio. And I'm out taking a walk, and it's kind of windy, so hopefully it doesn't blow my words away. I'm walking over across this little town to a grocery store because I saw a couple things of produce on sale, so I thought I'd see what they have and maybe make a sister sharing audio with you sisters while I'm walking. And I just thought maybe it would encourage you, and I really am encouraged talking about some of these things and sharing it, because I know sisters have responded and said just sharing experiences has been encouraging to them. And so anyway, one main point that I wanted to talk about was not growing weary. And it's interesting, I was going to do this audio, and this morning I wake up to an audio from a sister who read this in Hebrews 12, and I stopped here. Hopefully this will work this way. I was going to read Hebrews 12, 1 through 3. She read that this morning, and I thought, wow, how timely. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down on the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. And so maybe I'll just stand here and hide this thing from the wind. Lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. You know, we look to Christ and what he did, and he fulfilled the Father's commands obediently. He was obedient unto the end, and that's what we sisters want to be. And I just want to encourage you, you know, there may be times we're going about our lives and you're not seeing a lot of fruit of your walk in Christ. I don't mean not fruit in your life. You may be seeing great fruit growing and enduring, but then you're wanting to see the fruit of your witness in other people's lives, and maybe you're not always seeing it. Well, I just want to share a little story with you that's encouraging, that might hopefully encourage you, is Brother James and I, when we started don'tperish.com, I was learning how to set it all up many years ago. And I remember when we first started it, we're like, wow, the internet is so big. How can our contribution in there get anywhere to where anybody would find it? And I remember I said to Brother James, I was like, well, we'll just do what we do, and the Lord will take care of it and get it to who he needs to get it to. And we both agreed, we know that. The Lord is more powerful than Google and search engines and all this other stuff. And so I've always had that in my mind, just trusting in God that he will get it where it needs to be. And we've seen that many times over the years. And I thought this story would be kind of encouraging. We heard from a man claiming Christ. We don't know everything about him yet, but we're just kind of still learning or whatever. And he found our website. And Brother James said, well, so how did you find us? I'm just curious. He goes, you know what? The craziest thing happened. He said, I was looking up a part. He does like mechanic work and stuff. He says, I was looking up a part, and this great big red banner for don'tperish.com came up. It sounds like our gospel page, because that's the only red banner we have on the website that I know of. And he said, I have no clue why that came up. He goes, and I found it, and I started reading it, and you guys are saying what I've been thinking and seeing all along. He goes, it's nice to have that confirmation. And I was just laughing to myself. I was like, praise God, he got it into the hands of a person who wasn't even looking for that particularly. I mean, he's been studying the scriptures and stuff, but he was looking for something for a job. And he found that and hooked up him and Brother James. And so, I don't know, sisters, I just wanted to, oh my, a car just pulled out in front of another car. Wow, that just shows you how fast life can be taken. Obviously, there was no crash or anything. But anyway, that's just being out here in the world, little distractions here and there. You know, we just keep pressing on and doing our works unto the Lord. And we may have to keep reminding ourselves of that, that these works we do are unto him. And if he wants us to see some of the effects of it, he will. But we have to be satisfied in just doing our works unto him. We're to do everything as heartily as unto the Lord. I just shared that with some sisters yesterday. And He will do what he does with it. And we need to be thankful and content in our own life, do it all unto him. And what should press us on is not necessarily seeing things like that. I mean, that can be encouraging, but what should press us on is what we just read in Hebrews 12. You know, looking to Christ, who's the author and finisher of our faith, and remembering what he went through, lest we be weary and faint in our minds. Now that him, he should be the one that gives us all our strength and encouragement, looking to the Word, not looking around at people, because, you know, people are going to let you, they're going to let you down. I mean, there's no doubt about it. They're not perfect. They're not God. We have sin within us. We don't live in it. We fight against it. But even so, relationships can have some hard times. Somebody gets in their flesh and says something they shouldn't. You know, brothers, sisters, husbands, wives, whatever. Maybe somebody's just short. Maybe somebody's, whatever it is, the flesh can rise up and cause hurt. And obviously, forgiveness, and you can get past that. But Christ is the only one that we can stand rock solid on. And so I thought I would share that with you, sisters. You know, your good works will be used by the Father in the way that he sees fit. And if he wants you to see it, he will. And if he doesn't, you just trust that you're doing it all unto him. And so I share that. Now, on the flip side of that, I'll share how Brother James and I went out on the streets and there was thousands of people walking through this car show, idolatrous car show. And it was both... It was like the Lord was glorified, and I had two different views on this. Part of it was good, and part of it was pretty typical and not good. Mockers, bad gestures, and in one area, this woman drove by us, and she wasn't even watching where she was going, and there was pedestrians all over, and she's hanging her head out the window, swearing vile things at us. Well, we went about our business. I ended up giving away a lot of gospel cards, so there was the good and the bad intermixed in between. And had I never even been able to give out one gospel card, it wouldn't have distressed me because God was glorified in it, and that is our focus. Well, that woman came back around, and she pulled up. She was like driving right next to me. We were standing in the medium, in the middle of a blocked-off barricade area where people were crossing, and it was safe for us to stand. And she drove right by, and she stopped because people were walking in front of her, and she was yelling vile things at me. And she had her head facing towards me, and she started going and almost ran some people over. The wickedness out there. And I saw that, and I was like, wow, you just see the evil and the hatred of God's word. But then shortly after that, this is crazy, the people who you least expect would take a gospel card are the ones that do that. And I don't know why I say the least expect, because they look like they would not even care about the Lord. They look so far away from him. Tattoos and piercings and big old cigars. And those were the kind of people that were coming by taking one. In fact, Brother James and I saw this couple walking to, going to walk by us. And there's a lot of pollen going around out here. And anyway, I know he saw them too, because we were kind of looking at them, and there was just something there that I thought, I wonder if they're going to take a gospel card. And I held it out, excuse me, and there was so many piercings and tattoos I couldn't even count. And the man zeroed right in on that gospel card. He come over and he took it and he looked at me and said, thank you very much. And he took it and walked away. And I turned around to watch. He had it in his hand and he stuck it in his pocket. And I don't know, I love it, because the Holy Spirit always brings to remembrance what we've been taught, right? And it brings up the publican and the sinner. You know, we see all these church people going by us saying, I already got it, God loves me, we're good. And they don't want anything to do with it. They don't even want to talk to us. In fact, there was a Mennonite couple walked right by us smiling, and then right behind them, somebody took a gospel card. It's like, the religious people, they already got what they want. It's the world. And when Jesus says the world will hate you, what we're seeing is the world as the religious people, because we have less problem with those in the gutter and those in the if you want to say, the lower echelon of life. And so had I not even seen anybody take a card, or and if everybody even hated it, it wouldn't have mattered to me. I'm not going to grow weary in doing the works unto the Lord, because my mind is set on Christ and the works that he did, not on how people receive it or if I get to see anybody receive it. So hopefully that was an encouragement to you, sisters, and I'm really hoping that the wind didn't blow this away. I'm kind of huddled over standing up against a building out in the world. But that's our life out here. Let's see what the rest of the day brings. Much love to you, sisters. Hold fast. May God be praised.